Last week, you went to elementary school in Salt Lake. Some 33 students had their $2 school lunches taken out of their hands and thrown into the garbage. Students were told that since their school lunch accounts were in arrears, they couldn't have the lunches. And since the lunches had possibly been touched, they were thrown away. Students were instead given milk and a piece of fruit. In the wake of hundreds of social media posts and nationwide news coverage, the school has apologized. The school has since put two school lunch employees on paid leave while they assess the situation. Two state senators, Jim DeBacus and Todd Weiler, visited the school late last week to demonstrate their support of no child going without lunch. Park City School District Superintendent Dr. Ember Conley says the incident was handled incorrectly, but it also brings to attention how clearly policy must be stated so that doesn't ever happen in this community.
Being both a teacher and a building administrator, and now in the position that I'm in, we've always been very directed towards our student needs. Not to say that the board isn't very interested in reviewing our policies and working with our food service to ensure that that never happens in our district.
While it's a common occurrence that students' account balances dip into the red, Conley says policy in the school district is typically just a reminder or two from the school either to the parent or child or both. But she says the students in Park City won't bear the same embarrassment that students did last week at Uinta Elementary.
We have a series of reminders that go through every day, every week, but to deny a child food is not the child's issue. It's seriously the parents.
That's Park City Schools Superintendent Ember Conley. One of the agenda items for this week's school board meeting is, in fact, to honor Food Services Director Kathleen Britton, who will be recognized for her outstanding contribution to the district. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.